Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, huge geopolitical movements on this Tuesday, the 19th day of March 2013. The Syrian government is saying that chemical weapons have been launched by al-Qaeda forces against them. People are suffocating in the streets. The air smells strongly of chlorine. That shows some type of chemical gas. And, of course, the White House and Benjamin Netanyahu have said that that would be a red line if that happened. And the public, as I've been saying last year, we need to get Syrian Girl back on, as they hype the fact that Assad would use chemical weapons, they've segued into any use of chemical weapons as a reason to invade. And we just saw Israel and the United States in the press yesterday and the day before that on Sunday calling for strikes in Syria on al-Qaeda before they use chemical weapons against Assad, and then implying it's Assad's fault. Assad is the one being attacked. The Syrians are the ones being invaded out of Turkey, out of other NATO-backed areas like Jordan. And it's all on record, but they know the general public can't even find Syria on a map, much less even understand the different parties. And so the news this morning is calling for basically the bombardment or invasion of Syria because the West put al-Qaeda and other jihadis in there. They're now basically calling for some type of invasion to keep everyone safe from the chemical weapons that al-Qaeda has that clearly the West has given them. And, of course, there's Russians inside the country guarding the legally owned chemical weapons. A lot of people think if you have chemical weapons, that's a reason to be invaded. Well, then every Western country in the world would have to be invaded. Most nations have chemical and biological weapons. And my issue is Syria's never invaded anybody. Syria's not attacking anybody. I don't particularly want to live under Alawite minority rule. They claim they have a mid-level elections there, but it is a dictatorship for all intents and purposes. But they're not attacking anybody, and we don't have a right to go attack them, much less use al-Qaeda. Much less use al-Qaeda to overtake the country, to then put in something 10 times Assad conservatively. So just unprecedented, bizarro, absurdist land now, where we've got a Peace Prize winning president launching attacks in 10 different African countries, engaged in all sorts of mass murder, injecting jihadis in to engage in ethnic cleansing in Libya and other areas, while being praised as a wonderful peacenik. And now the London Telegraph, CBS News, they're all reporting, it looks very credible that some type of chemical weapon has been used, and at least 25 people are dead right now. That number probably will unfortunately rise. Now, when our troops got hit by chemical weapons from Saddam's chemical bases being blown up, and thousands of chemical detectors went off, including chemical tape that just picks it up, you don't really get false positives with that. They told them, never mind, you didn't really get hit by nerve gas. And then, of course, hundreds of thousands had neurological disorders, tens of thousands have died. And so you just pretend it isn't happening. And so you'll probably see that as well. So here's the article from yesterday. I actually had it here in my stack. Will you guys print me, just so I have it when we come back from break, Israel calls for strikes inside of Syria. And U.S. calls for strikes against al-Qaeda in Syria. So, I mean, everybody knows that was on the news the last few days, but I want to have that. Syrian rebels regime blame each other for first alleged chemical weapons attack. So now it's going to be, Assad probably did it. I mean, this is just too amazing. That is all coming up and a lot more. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it is Tuesday, the 19th day of March, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, Congressman asked Big Sis to explain huge ammo purchases. This is on YouTube and C-SPAN, but has not been picked up anywhere by the press until now by Paul Joseph Watson. It is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, we have a bunch of developments on the robbery going on where they've declared a bank holiday until at least Thursday, halted trading in the stock market in Cyprus as the Cyprian population panics. And we've got the former exchequer chancellor, the former finance minister, the former secretary of the treasury, basically in England, warning of bank runs across Europe, saying this is total theft that is going on. And will destroy confidence. Well, that's what it's designed to do. Bloomberg, of all people, his Bloomberg editorial board, not Bloomberg himself, has come out saying that the Cyprus bailout is the worst thing Europe has done in the entire crisis. Yeah, no kidding. It's a trial balloon. And so we're going to be breaking down also what the head of PIMCO has come out and said about this, saying it could lead to civil unrest and is robbery. So all of that is coming up today. Also, I haven't talked about this since it broke the last few days, but I did a little bit of research into it, and so I'll give you my take on the Bible show that's such a huge hit that we don't watch a lot of TV, and my children watch it. We allow them to watch it. Just to give you an example, it has about five times the ratings of other top shows on cable, and the establishment's pulling their hair out because people are sick of all the destructive negativity, all the anti-family, anti-God garbage. But, of course, it was pointed out as a meme online that even before Glenn Beck did it, I saw it last week. In fact, weeks ago, people were saying, this guy looks like Obama, the guy that plays the devil. So I have a point I'm going to make later in the hour about that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Obama is the Antichrist. Obama is the Antichrist. But as the Bible says, there are many Antichrists. So I'm going to go over those quotes and give you my perspective. Not the Antichrist, a Antichrist. Of course, the television is the one-eyed eye of Sauron or the Antichrist being pumped full of venom towards you and your family. And I guess the devil is the prince of the power of the air. So that is coming up today as well. We're also going to get into more on the global economy, not just what's happening in the euro. Also, the feds are now moving to make children take anthrax shots. They've tried three times to give the U.S. military anthrax shots, and it killed so many people and doesn't even protect you that they suspended it. And now they're going to try to tell people it's the law to give your their children that. You know, right now they're trying to approve it for newborn babies. I mean, you might as well just shoot them in the head right there on the spot. So that is coming up as well today. Now, let me first get into the top story, obviously. And we saw this coming last week. We saw it this week. You notice last week, we could punch up my computer screen. I can show TV viewers this. There is March 15th, Los Angeles Times. That was over the weekend, or what, Friday, or Saturday. What day was the 15th? I guess Friday. And it says right there, CIA begins sizing up Islamic extremists in Syria for drone strikes. Isn't that funny? And then on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, calls for Obama to have strikes inside. Calls for strikes inside Syria to, quote, go after the chemical weapons. And they just leave it out there as a nebulous report. And that was in Israeli Channel 2 News carrying his press conference. Kurt Nimmo wrote about it yesterday. Obama and Netanyahu to discuss attacks inside Syria and a buffer zone to now take more of Syria and make it part of Israel and then later take more of Syria and make it part of Israel and then later take more until there is no Syria basically even left. That's what's going on. And they're playing on the abject, total and complete ignorance of the general public about geopolitical issues, about the factions in the region, about any of it. And I told you 2.5-3 years ago when they started the Libya liberation, the bombing campaign, and the lining up the black Libyans and shooting them, and the al-Qaeda forces being brought into Benghazi by NATO, I said that they'll later have drone strikes on the al-Qaeda forces and say they've got to keep U.S. troops in Africa and use Libya as a base to project al-Qaeda all over Libya to then invade other countries. That's now all happened. That's all come out. They've had African leaders come out and say there are blonde-haired, blue-eyed men leading al-Qaeda. They work for NATO and AFRICOM as a pretext to take our country over. And the West will invade and take over the oil fields of countries and diamond fields. They've done this all over, or they'll use the UN and the French, as they did a few months ago in one African country. And they'll actually say, we're here to protect you from al-Qaeda. They're not even saying the governments are bad. They'll say, we're taking over to protect you from al-Qaeda. And the presidents and prime ministers will go, you are al-Qaeda. You did this. You blew up the chemical plant. You attacked the oil refineries. And they're like, doesn't matter, we're now controlling it. And so they'll put NATO and AFRICOM troops just in the oil fields, sitting there on the natural resources, and then it's in the back of the paper. Oh, America's fighting al-Qaeda. And it's Anglos, British Special Forces, U.S. Special Forces. There's reports, photos, you know, black U.S. citizen special forces. Black guys, you know, white guys, but the white guys really stand out in Africa. And it's just back of the paper. You know, just back of the paper that, so let me just put this in really boiled down terms. Our government 2.5 years ago starts attacking Libya, almost 3 years ago. While they're rocket attacking, even had tanks and aircraft, they were calling them peaceful protesters being killed by Gaddafi. Gaddafi was raping women with brigades of troops fueled by Viagra. Was it true? But see, that's why the White House is so scared of this Obama is the devil, Obama is Satan meme, just like Obama deception has now become the major meme through my film. It's been seen over 40 million times free online, the Obama deception. Because they know the public's dumbed down to just Obama devil, Obama bad man. They know, of course, in his case, that's actually true. But with Gaddafi, it's Gaddafi is raping women, CNN's reporting, fueled by Viagra. Turned out it was all made up, all fake. Libya, you get put in prison for that. But there's real raping going on by the jihadis they put in charge of areas of Syria they've taken, and now areas that they've taken control of since they kicked Mubarak out and put al-Qaeda light in control of Egypt. So it's very simple. The globalists are putting al-Qaeda and jihadis and Saudi Arabian and Qatari and all these other special forces in, advised by Mossad, by Shin Bet, by MI6, by MI5, by CIA, by German special forces, French special forces, that I mentioned British, NATO, and they just publicly operate. And they've invaded now in the last 22 months with over 100,000. Over 100,000 at any one time. It's about 50,000. Al-Qaeda, Taliban, some even out of Pakistan and Afghanistan, and they are blowing up churches and synagogues. They are chopping Christians' heads off on TV. When we posted it on our YouTube channel, they banned the video. And then we had to follow all sorts of stuff to even keep our websites up, our video sites up for the public. Chopping Christian heads off, blowing up churches. And they've got about half of Syria under their control. They've got about half of Syria under their control. And again, people go, well, Assad's a bad guy. Really, his dad did some butchering. Did some massacres compared to al-Qaeda. He was an angel as well. I certainly don't want to live there. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not an Alawite. I'm an American. But I support the Bill of Rights Constitution. And I do not support preemptive, fraudulent, evil attacks. Very evil. To inject al-Qaeda into Libya and Syria. To overtake them and then to wreck the infrastructure to screw the countries up. And then now they're announcing they're getting ready to bomb al-Qaeda in Syria. And I guarantee you, when they do this, they're actually going to bomb Syrian forces. Because the public doesn't know the difference between Syria and the Syrian army and Assad and al-Qaeda. And the news is actually going along with this. And so Israel said that they were attacking chemical weapons and stuff. Turned out they were killing Iranian generals that are there advising with Hezbollah. It doesn't matter. Just lie to the public. And again, I'm not a fan of the mullahs and what Iran's doing either, but they're not attacking us. And the globalists are trying to start a fight with them, too, because during that war, they can take our liberties at home. You see, it's the New World Order that is here taking control of my life and your life. It's the New World Order devaluing the dollar. It's the New World Order engaged in economic shutdowns of our economy. And so now, to go over the headlines here, you notice the red line. They said if any chemical weapons get used. And before this happened, we told you, they're shipping chemical weapons in. Wayne Madsen, Webster Tarpley, reporters that have been there, gone to Syria, we've had on. And we've had Syrians on via Skype. And they said, the word is they're bringing chemicals in to use them and blame us. And of course, Syria would never do that because it gives a pretext for an invasion. And it's not even a very good weapon against guerrilla forces you can't find. It's a weapon of terror. So it'll turn the population against them. They would never use it. So now Syrian rebels regime blame each other for first alleged chemical weapon attack. At least 25 dead. This is all going on today. And just yesterday, Obama and Netanyahu and the rest were saying, we've got to go attack or invade because of chemical weapons. And if Al-Qaeda uses them, we'll go in too. So you put Al-Qaeda in to overthrow a sovereign nation, and then you use Al-Qaeda, and then when they use chemical weapons, you invade and overthrow the government you're attacking. Incredible.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. We're going to get into a bunch of other geopolitical news and economic news and is Obama the Antichrist news coming up in the next segment. But for TV viewers, for radio listeners, you can just pull up these articles. They're at Infowars.com and places like DrudgeReport.com. And there's video as well. Syrian rebels fire chemical weapons in Aleppo or Aleppo, how they pronounce it, killing at least 25, the government is saying. And, of course, Al-Qaeda is denying responsibility. Now, I've been telling you for a year from our sources that they would stage a chemical attack and blame it on Syria. And that is now being done. In fact, here is an article right here out of the London Telegraph. Syria's regime accused rebel fighters of firing chemical weapons at a town in the country's north. The regime has claimed that up to 25 people were killed in the attack, which the rebels have denied responsibility for. This afternoon, the White House said it was looking carefully at allegations that a chemical weapon attack had taken place, with a spokesman saying there was no evidence yet to substantiate the claim that the rebels were responsible. Get ready for the White House to blame Syria. And this is just so amazing. Remember, it's the West that initiated this. Military attacks on the government, blowing up police stations, you name it, almost 2 years ago, about 23 months ago. And they have been running the whole thing, shipping armaments in. They gave Al-Qaeda more than 10,000 missiles. Heat seekers is more like 20,000, but 10,000 of them are heat seekers. The Benghazi killing of the ambassador was to cover that up. Remember, they shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. This is a criminal group. These aren't just words I'm saying here. It's scary to get up and expose these people, but it's got to be done. You realize it's revolutionary that this radio show is on the air all over the country. You realize it shows we haven't been fully taken over yet. You've just got criminals in government that sit up there engaging in giant hoaxes to sell the military, the police, the bureaucracy, the general public on tyranny. The truth is, America always faced these threats before, but why didn't we get rid of the Bill of Rights then? Because you don't get rid of the Bill of Rights. You don't get rid of the Bill of Rights to protect yourself. The Bill of Rights protects you. One of our great graphics people, Janae Meadows, award-winning graphics person. She makes big Hollywood posters, you name it. She just won a Diesel Clothing Award for her designs for Diesel Clothing. Side issue. She came by the office. She lives in California. Her and her boyfriend came by the office a few days ago and gave me this U.S. Fighting Man's Code. This is not the first time I've been given a version of this. I've got a bunch of these and always forget to cover them. But I want to do a TV piece where I show blow-ups of this, because if this was issued, by Dwight D. Eisenhower. It even has an executive order in there, and he even wrote some of this. This is the guy that warned us about the military-industrial complex. If this was issued today by myself, the Southern Poverty Law Center would call it a terrorist document. And this was issued in 1956 by Dwight D. Eisenhower during the Korean War. And then it was used also in Vietnam. And I was reading this morning again, and I mean, it's like I wrote it. Look at the first page. The first page, when you open it, is resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And it's all about how to resist torture. Americans don't torture. Americans don't spy without warrants. How communists operate, how they infiltrate society. And boy, you read this, you would think it was the Democratic Party and MSNBC. And you would think that the North Korean officers they describe are our government now, the ATF. Man, this is copyright open because it's the government. I ought to republish this, man. This is unbelievable. And then like have notes in it about how it compares to today. The Fighting Man's Code. And, you know, my greatest frustration is there's hundreds of news pieces we've got on the shelf that haven't been finished because I've got to write the voiceover for them. And that's no exaggeration. We've probably got over 100 incredible reports where I've just bitten off more than I can chew and just can't get it all done. That's why I'm so frustrated. I want to see other talk show hosts, other people really get with the program and realize that this is all real and that we can save our society and our culture. I really want to do that desperately. Look at this in the back. It says, our reliance is in the love of liberty, which God has planted in us. Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you've got to love liberty to keep it. It doesn't happen. And it's all about God. I mean, you would never see this. They're taking the crosses down at the military bases, and they're replacing it with deviltry. All right, we're going to come right back. This country was founded by Christians who gave you the right, pointed out the right. that you can practice whatever religion you want. Now the people that use that right are trying to take our rights away. It's not separation of church and state. That doesn't mean, that means the state isn't involved in religion.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've got it.
Mr. Smith is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it. You've got it. You've got it.
There has been a popular meme on the internet in the last week and a half or so pointing out the hit cable television series, The Bible, pointing out that the devil who goes throughout the series looks like Obama. And the reason the White House fears this is because it's the type of simple-minded meme that can actually get across to the population. That's why they said that Saddam had thrown babies out of incubators and stomped their brains out. And they used a PR firm to put that out back in 1990, 1991. None of it was true. That was later admitted. That's why they said that Gaddafi had his troops raping women fueled by Viagra. It's just something saucy to demonize the people. And I'm not saying Saddam or Muammar Gaddafi were good guys either. It's just the globalist will demonize someone with an outlandish, over-the-top charge right before they destroy them. And so it's the type of yellow journalistic, simplistic demonization that the establishment understands because they know it's effective. It's like a meme. The Obama deception. Deception. I never meant that to even become a meme. I wanted to point out he was a liar. Now it's become a meme. And so Obama Satan, Obama the devil, has become a meme. Not just now. That's been going on for years. A lot of preachers and people like Pastor Manning saying they believe he is the Antichrist. Now, let me just say this. Undoubtedly, Obama lies at a level way beyond anything I've ever seen. But more than it being about Obama, it's about the season that Obama is in today. We are in the throes of global tyranny. We are in the throes of global decadence. We are in the throes of not just an evil establishment, but a more and more corrupt and decadent world population disconnected from reality thanks to Hollywood and other culture-destroying corrosive elements. We're following into a very decadent sector of the cycle. Now, I don't like Obama. He's a horrible tyrant. He reads off a teleprompter. He is a globalist insider. He's obviously very intelligent, but still a puppet, just like George W. Bush, who obviously isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. But he has been an effective evil, not a lesser of two evils from Mitt Romney or George W. Bush, but a more effective evil, as former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has pointed out here on this broadcast. And so it's fun at a base level to demonize Obama, and it's also effective. But you need to understand that he is the figurehead. He is the masthead. He's the goddess they've got on the front of the boat. He's the gargoyle they've got guarding the entrance to the castle. But he still is the pitchman. Like so many corporate presidents, it's their job to go to all the events and go to the golf parties and, go cut the red ribbons. He is a front man, but he represents the establishment, and he is light years more deceptive than even Slick Willie. He makes George W. Bush's fumbling lying look tame, and the lies are mega whoppers. There will be no pre-existing conditions that are not covered. Massive expansion of pre-existing conditions under Obamacare. Doubling of premiums on average, written by the insurance companies, death panels to deny people brain surgery, eye surgery, knee surgery, hellish control, the collectivist trap, your supermarket purchasing records with smart cards uploaded to Homeland Security and then to the Department of Health and Human Services. I mean, beyond 1984, insurance premiums going up if they see you're buying too much beer and Bluebell Dutch chocolate ice cream. They know when you go and buy a knee bandage, it's all put into computer algorithms. Everything. Living in a glass house. The end of justice. Obama funding massive abortion worldwide. Obama funding forced abortion, where they basically make you have an abortion if you want any government funding in India and areas of Africa, while saying he cares about the third world. My point is that Obama is the closest to the devil of any president we've ever had. If you look at the characteristics of the devil, if you look at the characteristics of the biblical devil, or the devil in even other cultures, Hindu, you name it, it is very, very similar and very, very close to what Obama's doing, because we do have a devilish power structure. We do have a power structure that is absolutely degenerated and gotten away with more and more, and a public that has just accepted that they're going to lie to us. And so now the bottom has fallen out. The floor has fallen out, and there's nothing there underpinning us. There's no rudder. And so the sky, or the pit of hell, is the limit. So that said, it's fun to call in the Antichrist. It's fun to make, you know, connections and allusions to it. But I wanted to explain to people here with some Bible verses. Here's one out of John 2:18. Even now there are many Antichrist in the world. Even now there are many Antichrist. Here's another Bible verse I want to get to before I break this down. John 8:44. You are of the father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. I don't want the NDAA to pass. And then he turns out Obama and his lawyers wrote it. Then don't worry, I won't sign it. And then does sign it. Oh, we've got to attack Syria because Al-Qaeda is there and Assad is with Al-Qaeda, publicly knowing that they put Al-Qaeda in and that they run Al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, worldwide. That is lies within lies. What is it when a global corporate government funds all sides of a conflict? That is a full-spectrum lie. The whole thing is an artificial, synthetic counterfeit of conflict. You want the oil? You want the opium? Fund a terror group. Don't even really take out that terror group. Arrest innocent 12-year-old kids. Take them and torture them for 7 years at Guantanamo Bay, and then make them jihadi brigade commanders for your next war. That's why they admit. Why are they releasing everyone from Guantanamo Bay after 5, 6, 7 years, and they all go become terrorists? And then they have, it's even in the news where the jihadi commander of Al-Qaeda in Libya is allowed to travel to the United States. And everyone's like, why is that? Because he works for the globalists that have hijacked America. Is that not the father of lies? Is that not a system that gives birth to lies? So yes, Barack Obama is an Antichrist. In fact, he's the greatest modern expression of a slick, good-looking liar who can tell lies on top of lies, twisted within other lies, with added spin and deception. So yes, it resonates that Obama is a devil, but so are the Republican leadership that work with him and act like they're opposing him when they actually aren't. And then they create that synthetic response, that dialectic, where the two sides come together, but they're actually within the same spectrum, and then agree on what the social engineers already wanted. Bush comes in, tyranny, oppression, all these new regulations. Obama comes in, tyranny, oppression, new regulations. And as soon as Obama leaves office, the dictatorship of the office will be there. The presidency is now dictatorial by every yardstick. But the president himself leaves, see, another deception, and a new puppet, a new figurehead, the new prom king, the new prom queen, the new front, they step in to that position to play king for a day so that you associate all the tyranny and all the hatred that you put into the system on them, and so a new fresh face comes in. Like a knight who has a shield in combat, Obama is a shield, Bush is a shield, or a shell, a foil. They take the heat. They are the surrogates of the globalists. And when the knight is done with Obama, he'll throw the shield off and take on a new shield. And sure, the shield is disgusting. The shield has the enemy signet. The shield is a projection of the teleprompter. It is the propaganda of the globalists. It's like birdcage liner. I'm focusing on the parrot, the New World Order buzzard that sits there defecating on us and that we have to feed and take care of and listen to, squawking at us. And the media always focuses on Clinton, or Bush or Obama, the birdcage liner, and oh, the buck stops with them, and red carpets and thousands of troops on the streets to protect them when they go to third world countries or America, so that it's all the pomp and circumstance, the great and magnificent Oz. I am the great and wondrous Oz. See me and tremble, and F-18s fly over him at his inauguration, and a million people come out, and red carpets and Hollywood stars and dinners and marveling at the president and the sycophantic salivation over everything he's doing. Is that not Satan? Is that not the power of the prince and of the air? Is that not the power of the prince and the principalities? Is that not what the Bible, please give me the verse, the evil in high places, where Satan, the devil, takes Christ up on the mountain and says, all of this could be yours. I control every government out there. Bow to me, kneel to me, and I will make you the Antichrist. I will give you dominion over this planet. The delusion of Satan, who'd been given dominion to test, to be part of the test of God's elect, saying to the physical incarnation of the creator of the universe, I will give you this mote of dust, this nothing. What a joke. And God, in the body of Christ, had to bring himself down to the level of 40 days with no food to put himself in a weakened position to fully conquer his flesh. I can't drive by a steakhouse without wanting to go in and eat that meat. If I smell it, it's over. I can't stand to be at a party where alcohol is being drunk and not drink it. I am weak. My flesh is weak. But Christ went and conquered his flesh 40 days without food in the desert. And his body, absolutely at its weakest, to be offered food and drink and the whole world and all of it flashing through his mind, because God had to desire and smell women and see their beautiful curves and their electric eyes and the flesh's desire. Christ had to have that first test, a shadow of his crucifixion, a shadow of the great test that was coming. That even though it was God in the flesh, God said, I will show you what I can do. God in the flesh. Jesus wept thinking about being beaten and tortured, all of it going through his mind, and all the sins of everybody before him and currently and after to be piled on in a giant psychic experience of being fed all the child molesting, all the murder, all the death, all the torture, all the mothers crying, all the sorrow, all the degradation, all of it. All of it, the children with buzzards eating their bodies, all of it, trillions and trillions of experiences fed right through the eye of God, straight through Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, physically experiencing that in an earth suit on this planet. That's the opposite of the devil. The devil with the red carpets and the jumbo jets and all the soulless, unhappy Hollywood people. Yes, Obama is the Antichrist. He is a Antichrist. He is the spirit of the world. He is the spirit of Beelzebub, Baphomet, Leviathan, the devil. He is the devil. Barack Obama is the devil. And any of you that turn yourselves over willingly to deception and willingly to lies and willingly to hurt the innocent, you are of the devil and you are Antichrist. All of us who have flesh, we are at one level the Antichrist. But our soul is different. But when you turn your soul over to evil, knowing God's truth, experiencing and tasting of the Holy Spirit and denying it and saying, I go with Satan, that is the ultimate sin. And you are damned at that point because you have shut the door. I just feel sorry for people that have never even experienced the depthless waters of creation. So to expand on all this, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Obama is a Antichrist. Obama is as wicked as the day is long, but he is only a pathetic puppet. He is only a pathetic agent of the great evil that is to manifest on this planet. He is only a precursor. He is only in the satanic evolution part of the system building towards what is to come. And so everybody jokes around, and it's fun to call him the devil and fun to call him the Antichrist and to say, oh, the guy on the Bible TV show, you know, the hit show, he looks like Obama, on and on and on and on. It's you know, something entertaining to do, to sit there and say, oh, he's the devil. But if you look at the works of Obama, if you look at what Obama actually stands for, if you look at what Obama has become, if you look at what Obama really does versus what he says he's going to do, it's pure deception. Telling poor people, I'm going to give you free health care, and forcing them to buy double price care that is watered down and becomes a government death panel to control our lives, to collectivize everyone and put us all into a system where the general public can sit there and lecture all of us and say, oh, well, I can tell you what to eat. I can tell you how much to sleep. I can tell you where you can go, because we're all in this together now. It's like making the whole country one giant weird homeowners association, but it's a homeowners association run by child molesting devil worshipers who now have access into your bank accounts, what you buy, what you do, can take the money out of your account. Imagine the cashless society once it comes in, when they can turn your chip off and you can buy or sell, and when you try to get food, that's the ultimate crime, punishable by forced labor in one of these satanic FEMA death camps they've built. So yes, Obama is an antichrist, not the antichrist. And he is of his father, the devil. He is a liar. It is his nature.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
very, very short. That's why the globalists are obsessed with life extension technologies. They fear the afterlife, and they should. If you expand on the things that are happening in our culture, you can just see how the lies, even though people don't trust the system, they still don't know what to do because the system never admits what it's doing, even when it's public, because they don't want to have a debate. It's a way of just stonewalling, saying, I'm not going to talk about it, because we're going into a dictatorial system. And here's an article up at Infowars.com, speaking of deception. For about a year, they've been stonewalling. Now what is 2 billion bullets, armored vehicles, paramilitary training, Army Times admitting, preparing for domestic operations, Homeland Security reports saying gun owners, conservatives, libertarians are the enemy. This is a domestic buildup. And now New Jersey Congressman Leonard Lance, a Republican, has demanded an explanation from Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano as to why the Department of Homeland Security is buying huge amounts of bullets. And we'll play his question and her response here in just a moment. But the issue here is that you notice they just still have Politico and Media Matters, both White House organs, come out and say it doesn't exist and then laugh. And then their commenters, who are mainly just bots, sit there and laugh and say, aren't they insane, to create a perception for other people that come and read that, oh, this isn't true. Look, not only is the establishment saying it, not only is the snake saying, eat of the fruit, it's good, but Eve has taken a bite and saying, look at them, it's good. See, they like to have the establishment lie and then have a big gallery. They could even be, you know, robots in the future that look like people. As long as they laugh and go, ah, see, it's that's how the psychology works. And they've got it down to make you feel like you're weird. Like, I think Waco was horrible how they blew that place up and burned it up and used the military. Oh, shut up, kook. You know, I don't like the TSA grabbing my genitals. Oh, shut up, kook. Well, first it's we don't do that. And then, oh, shut up. What's wrong with that? Again, it's about dominating you. But that isn't working anymore. The good news is they're having to admit that they're the Wizard of Oz, that it's all a big fraud now. Let's go ahead and go to that clip. It's up at Infowars.com. We are breaking this. There has been no coverage of this. Here it is.
Recently, Forbes magazine published an article in which they voiced concern about the Department of Homeland Security and other non-military federal agencies purchasing over 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition. That far exceeds anything they've purchased in the past. In addition to that, recently they've acquired close to 3,000 heavily armed vehicles that are being used for, they say, domestic purposes. What's going on here?
I think Congress should ask the Department about both of those issues, and I would like a full explanation as to why that has been done, and I have every confidence that the Oversight Committee, or perhaps the Intelligence Committee, but I would imagine the Oversight Committee should ask those questions, and I do not tonight have an answer as to why they did what they did, but I certainly share a belief that Congress has a responsibility to ask Secretary Napolitano as to exactly why these purchases have occurred.
How concerned are you about this?
I am concerned, and I think that we have to make sure we continue to live in a country based on freedom, a country based upon individual rights, and I hope that we in Congress get the answers to these questions. And I'll give you another example. We're certainly in the House, we've been working hard,
That's pretty much the end of it. But the issue is, he's officially also reportedly sent a letter asking for it. No answer yet, so that's her answer. She'll probably say it doesn't exist. Even though it publicly exists, like they said, there's no drone program. Wizard of Oz, lie to the population. Lyndon LaRouche is coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, price. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.